Welcome everyone. Continue with Sfas Tam from the Chavetz Chaim, Perek Gimel, Shin number 30. Chavetz Chaim is continuing to focus on the importance of being honest in business and every single day with every single person. As we discussed, this Aveira of stealing has the power to arouse the din min shemayim. The last thing a person wants is to arouse a din upon himself. Gezel, stealing, chamas, theft, have the ability to arouse din. He says here, more than any other aveira, as is brought down the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Hei. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the great Rabbi Yochanan comes and says, come and see how powerful the horrific avera of stealing is. The generation of the flood, they transgressed all of the averas. However, Hashem only said they're going to be destroyed once they started stealing. That was it. Hashem said enough is enough. The final straw that broke the camel's back, as they say, is gezel, theft. That's what's destroyed, the final aveira that destroyed the world. And this is one of the reasons why in our generation, why today, people's money, their finances, their financial situation gets destroyed. That their wealth only stays with them for a short amount of time. Why is this? Because unfortunately, people are not honest in business. And he brings further. He says people go to Goyisha courts and they bring their Jewish brothers and sisters to Goyisha court when halachically they're not allowed to. Malshinim al chaver, and they say lashon hara on them. And they take away their money. And as we said last time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that one person is going to have money until a certain time, because he's not behaving properly with it, and until someone else will come along and be bigger and stronger and take away his money, until the next person does the same thing to that person also. People are looking for a good parnasa. They go to school, they spend time educating themselves, and if they don't act honestly in business, behave honestly in a daily situation, the Chavetz Chaim is telling us it could all be lost. Avod emes zeu gezel gomer. Achar ishein chuki ha'toyer, one cannot go to Goyish court. Mishpateh shu retzoyin shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maskim lezeu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not agree to the way the non-Jews are passing for a Jew. He concludes here, he says, Al kein kol oid she yedeya ba'atma shal pi ha'toyer. Ein emes v'atzedek itoy, rak shu yochel lohoitzi me'esreyeyu. Al pi mal shinois. A person knows that the only way he'll be able to attain this money is by going to the non-Jewish courts. Yivrach mimomen ze kabarech menesh. A person has to run away from such an approach, like he runs away from the fire. If for Rachman al Tzlan is a fire, a person runs away. A person has to realize he thinks he's getting ahead by getting the other person's money by a goyish court. The Chavetz Chaim is telling us this person's money that he has, in an honest way, will be consumed through this avera of bringing people to a goyish court, of stealing from other people. He's going to lose even the kosher money he has because of the incorrect way he's stealing and he's bringing other people to non-Jewish courts.